Campaign reform advocates say it's Minnesota's strict campaign spending limits that account for the higher number of contested races there. Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says Minnesotan candidates spend less on campaigns because there's a larger pool of public financing dollars. He says the result is less cynicism about elections and a higher voter turnout.
If you contrast our system with Minnesota's, people in Minnesota have much more confidence in their elections. They turn out at a much greater rate, over 60% in 2002 to just 45% in Wisconsin. And we've fallen all the way from second in the country in voter turnout to 14th.
Heck says, ironically, Minnesota modeled its campaign spending law on one Wisconsin passed in the 1970s. But he says Minnesota has strengthened its law each year while Wisconsin's has gradually lost its teeth. He says Wisconsin should follow Minnesota's lead and provide more public financing so candidates don't have to depend on special interest money to fund their campaigns.
That makes for competitive elections, even elections that are decided on the basis of issues, not on who spends the most money.
But State Republican Party spokesperson Chris Lotto disagrees. He says public financing forces people to give money to candidates they don't agree with.
It's not the answer to spend my tax dollars on behalf of a candidate who supports issues that I don't believe in, issues like raising taxes or partial birth abortion procedures.
Lotto also says he believes the reason there are fewer contested races in Wisconsin this year is that many voters are happy with the job incumbent legislators are doing. Both GOP and Democratic Party leaders in Wisconsin this year rejected efforts to reform the state's campaign spending laws. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.